We cut on the tape. We're really close. You know, it's a little this, little that. That could change the whole entire game. And I think we're going to start putting it together, especially starting here Thursday night.
How do you feel for Victor coming back to Philadelphia? It's got to be an accomplishment for him to come back to after what happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's fun to see him back out, man. Just even, you know, starting off in OTA, seeing him back out and starting off against the Cowboys with a touchdown and seeing him do his dance, it means a lot to have a guy of his caliber that's done so much for this team and watch him fight behind the scenes when he's, you know, he's getting hazed by a lot of opinions. But the only thing he's done is thrown effort at everything that's come across his face, and it's fun to have him back out, and it's going to mean a lot for him to step back on that field.
Would it mean a little more clinching on Thursday night football against Philly?
A little bit.
In Philly?
Listen, it's not a little bit. It'll be a lot of bit. You know, that's what every single player prior to the season, you know, that's what you put out for, to go make the playoffs. You know, everybody says that. And we found ourselves in a position to be able to clinch that. And you're daggone right, that's in our mind, but it's not the focus. The focus is in the details of our work and making sure we finish strong. I'm here on Thursday night.
How would you describe what Coach McNeil has done right to kind of get you guys in that mindset and keep you there this season? What has he done well, done right?
He's been consistent in his approach towards how we practice. He's been consistent in his approach of how we go about with the way we lift weights and making sure everybody stays on schedule, taking care of our bodies, making sure that we're getting sleep. All those little things add up over a course of an entire season. And he's week to week. He understands the significance in every single week. And those weeks add up to put us in this position.
Did you did you find yourself curious? You had at least dealt with him, you know, on the offensive side, but did you find yourself curious when the season was starting how he would be as a head coach, or you had no?
Not a bit. No. I was, because I knew him as a coordinator for 2 years, and I know how he could command a room. I know how consistent he is. I know how he can deliver a message. And it was no doubt that he had just transitioned that into the mass of the team instead of just the offensive side of the ball.
He should be a coach of the year candidate. He doesn't get mentioned a lot, you know.
And that's the kind of guy he is. He's focused on what's ahead of him. He's not. That's not on his forefront at all. But of course, I'm biased, so of course I think he should get that.
Thank you.
Eli says he's funny. Now we don't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. He's hilarious, and Eli's funny, but y'all might not see that.
Well, we see that once in a while.
You might see it.
What is funny? What does Ben do that's funny?
You have to know him to understand the humor. Being around him, you know, he'll throw out a little joke here and there, a jab. But if you don't know him, you won't hear it. And it may hit you as you walk out the room 10 minutes later. He was just clowning on me. Like, it's that kind of humor.
Did players... Like, honestly, did you guys have fun with the whole suit thing when he got hired?
Yeah. and it's fun because he has fun with it, too.
Right.
He has no problem of cracking a joke on himself, which opens up the whole entire room, you know, and that makes you gravitate towards him that much more as a head coach. But, you know, he's not trying to be a model. He's trying to be a head coach, and that's what he's doing a good job of.
Did he hear more about the suit or the haircut?
About the same. I think the combination – he got it a little bit, but you know, he laughs at it.